This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and we thank you for listening today. Russia's airstrikes in Syria have confirmed suspicions in Washington that Russian President Vladimir Putin's goal is not necessarily to stop the so-called Islamic State, but instead to prop up his ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Will Putin's bombing spur broader international action?
I call on all concerned governments, including Russia, including Syria, to support a UN initiative to broker a political transition. Further delay is unconscionable. The opportunity is before us. And if we can succeed in marginalizing the terrorists in Syria, we can all of us together do exactly what this was set up to do, the Security Council and this institution. We can strike a huge blow against violent extremism, not only in Syria, across the Middle East and around the world.
Secretary of State John Kerry at the United Nations today reacting to Russian bombing in Syria. The U.S. got word of the bombing just 1 hour before it started. According to the BBC, a Russian three-star general walked across the street to the U.S. embassy in Baghdad and told the Americans, quote, stay out of our way. For more on Russia's military expedition in Syria, we turn now to Edward Lucas. He's senior editor at The Economist and author of The New Cold War, Putin's Russia, and The Threat to the West. Edward Lucas, welcome.
Nice to be on the show, Todd.
There have been talks at the highest levels between President Obama and Vladimir Putin just within the last couple of days at the UN. But this seems to have caught the Americans by surprise, a Russian airstrike in Syria, right in the middle of the Syrian conflict. What can we glean about Vladimir Putin's motivations here?
I think, first of all, if this really came as a surprise, people weren't paying attention. It was absolutely clear from the way that Mr. Putin behaved at the United Nations earlier this week that he wants to humiliate America and to underline the failure of the American-led coalition in combating ISIS. And this plays very well at home. The risk is not that great for him. These are rather demonstrative airstrikes. They're not really going to have a great effect on the outcome of the war, though they will prop up the Assad regime, which is his proxy. And this looks pretty good at home, and it looks pretty good in the non-Western world. And it shows that Russia is no longer diplomatically isolated. West's attempts to punish Russia after the invasion of Ukraine and the seizure of Crimea haven't really come to anything, and Russia is back in business. And those are all quite good short-term points for Putin to make. What happens in the longer term is another matter.
There was a tweet from a senior correspondent at the BBC which said that Russian officials literally walked across the street in Baghdad from Russian embassy to American offices and said, we bomb in an hour, stay out of our way. That's remarkable.
Yes, and it is astonishing that Russia is a country of $1.6 trillion GDP, and America and the West together, if you add it all up, EU and NATO and everything combined, is $40 trillion. And so this is a very small country in economic terms, making a very big impact. But Putin loves this stuff. You know, he wants to show that Russia is still a global superpower. And this may be a very small war in one part of the world. It's almost the only place where Russia could do something like this, but they're doing it and they're getting away with it. And America doesn't really have an answer.
So if Putin is establishing a no-fly zone in Syria, to what extent is that to the exclusion of coalition forces in the entire rest of the country, or does it just mean hands off Assad?
Well, I think it'll be interesting to see how these military-to-military contacts, which America is urgently trying to establish, what they call deconflicting this, making sure there are no accidental encounters between America and Russia on the military side, how that works out, because I don't think America wants to stay out of the conflict. They're continuing to do the airstrikes, not very effectively perhaps, but they're doing it. They need to protect the Kurds, who would otherwise be overrun by ISIS. I think you're going to be hearing a lot more about this in the days and weeks ahead, and it just exemplifies the gulf in perceptions between the American, particularly the American administration's view of the world, and what Russia thinks they can get away with and increasingly are getting away with.
And before we let you go, Edward Lucas, John Kerry appears at the United Nations today saying there is no future for a settlement in Syria with Assad at the head of the government there. It just can't happen. He can't lead a reconciliation. Syria's too far gone. What does that statement mean now in the context of Putin's challenge and willingness to exploit Syria in this way?
Well, I think I'm afraid it looks like empty words, really, that the West is in a position that we can't topple Assad. We don't really want the rebels to topple Assad. Russia is there making sure that Assad stays. And this conflict is not bad, actually, for Russia. And it's terribly bad for the European Union because of the migrants, terribly bad for Syria, terribly bad in other ways. But it's under Mr. Putin, Russia has a very good tactical sense of seizing opportunities where they're created. And we've created an opportunity in Syria, and he's seizing it. And the question is now, what further advantage can he get from it? And I'm afraid that there may be several more still to come.
Edward Lucas is senior editor at The Economist. He's author of The New Cold War, Putin's Russia, and the Threat to the West. Edward Lucas, thank you.
Thank you very much.